This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar, and joining me now from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, arts, entertainment, and more for the Fort Smith region. Hello.
Hello, and good morning.
Good morning.
I used to think Kyle said that the best, but I kind of like the flair you give that.
Oh, thank you. I think we have a lot to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
And where do we start then?
Well, I guess we could start on kind of the more interesting news. I'm not sure how substantial it is in the long term, but, you know, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel approved yesterday the ballot, so this group trying to get a casino amendment on the ballot can gather signatures. And that the amendment may still face legal battles. Attorney General McDaniel suggested as much in his ruling. But it allows this group out of Texas to push an amendment, and it would only allow for casinos. Seven counties, I believe, I'm not sure that's correct, but one of them is Sebastian County, obviously here in Fort Smith. And so it has the interest of folks here for that reason. They have to gather a little over 60,000 signatures, and this thing has failed several times. This may be the seventh or eighth time they've tried it, I believe. But it would create, in effect, a monopoly for this one company to operate casino-style gambling, and not the infantile gaming or whatever, but this would be real Vegas-style casino gambling. More than likely, if it ever gets to any, if it passes a legal muster, don't be surprised if we see the folks in Hot Springs and the folks over in West Memphis try to kill it. Because that would compete with, obviously, Oaklawn and the Southland, the dog track over at West Memphis.
Now, if this passes, what profits or what advantages will that bring to the state?
Well, that's a good question, and that's part of the, I believe, controversy or conundrum, however you want to look at it. You know, that it essentially, as I said, creates a monopoly for this one outfit out of Texas. And they have in the past, and I don't know what kind of offer they've made, but they've offered in the past to provide some incentive money back to the state or to different communities to try to, you know, grease the wheels, so to speak, to get people behind them and support them.
Okay. If we move on, there's this article about how Oklahoma Governor Mary Follin is proposing to eliminate the state's income tax. And there is speculation about how that will affect Fort Smith.
Correct. And it could affect any border state between any border city, I should say, between Arkansas and Oklahoma. Now let's keep some perspective here. Oklahoma is a long way, potentially a long way from doing this. Governor Fallon is just discussing it. She's talked about phasing it out. And I talked to her spokesman, and he said it's too early in the conceptual phase to say exactly what, if anything, that she'll propose in January. But it does raise the question, if they eliminate the income tax in Oklahoma at some point, how would that qualify cities like Fort Smith or even Siloam Springs for income tax exemption, which is similar to what Texarkana, Texas has. And they are city connected, and they're divided. Texarkana, Arkansas, and Texarkana, Texas are divided literally by a main street, which the state line runs down the main street. And there was a specific law written for Texarkana that gives them an income tax exemption. Now, Arkansas law says if a city gets income tax exemption, the voters of the city, the residents of the city, have to approve a 1 cent sales tax on goods in that city to make up for the income tax loss. Hmm. So that's likely what Fort Smithians or people in Siloam Springs would have to do. But it raises an interesting question. You know, there are a lot of folks that have moved, and I use the word moved loosely, to Texarkana or to Florida or to other parts of Texas to avoid paying the income tax. You know, they'll move their legal residence, but they'll still live in Arkansas. So there are some people who think if we have an income tax exemption in Fort Smith or other border cities, it can kind of create a haven for maybe wealthy people to come live.
Now, that brings me to the issue of the 1% prepared food tax. Now, people voted against it in last week's election. Have you heard anything about that issue during the last week, some late reactions?
Well, the practical reaction is that the city board and city staff are now indeed scrambling to implement some of the budget cuts they said might be required if the tax does fail. And so that's what we're seeing. In fact, tonight, Thursday night, they will have their second and presumably final budget meeting for 2012. And they talked about a lot of cuts. They had their first meeting last Thursday. Tonight is the final meeting. And they talked a lot of budget cuts last week, cutting police budget, cutting parks. Right now, the city of Fort Smith spends about $200,000 on what's called outside agency funding, where they help, you know, Boys and Girls Clubs and other arts and entertainment groups, help support them through helping pay their utilities. That budget will likely either be greatly eliminated or removed, because the city, in effect, has to find at least $800,000 to help continue operating the Fort Smith Convention Center. So that's what they're up against, and that's the practical reaction. And there's obviously some sentiment out there that some people say that they shouldn't be cutting these other services because they're more important than the convention center. So that will be the decision that the board will have to make here in the next few months.
I don't think this issue is going away that soon, is it?
Well, it has been going on a while, and Colin and I have joked in the past about every time we talk about it, we should have that Jaws theme music in the background, you know, Donna, because it just, you know, always right under the surface, just about to attack, it seems.
Mm. But there is some good news on the area permits front, where the value of building permits in Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren is up almost 80%.
Yes, well, good. Well, hopefully we can close out on a positive note, because that is a positive. The value of building permits in Fort Smith, Van Buren, and Greenwood for the first 10 months of 2011 are roughly about $181 million total, which is up 80%. Now, there are a few big-ticket items that have led to that. One was the almost $30 million project for the Mitsubishi facility out in at Chaffee Crossing and a few other things. But even if you take the Mitsubishi facility out, we're still up significantly over last year. So thankfully, that's hopefully the construction industry and this activity has helped keep the Fort Smith regional job losses at bay somewhat, although our unemployment rate is still hovered at or above 8% for too long. But yes, thanks for picking up on that. That is a positive, and it's one of the few that the building permits and the hospitality tax collections in the region are two of the few positives we have on the economic front in the region.
Another positive, who do you think will win this weekend?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say Arkansas, right? They better. Let's just say they better.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. Always good to talk to you guys.
Thank you. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, culture, arts, entertainment, and more for the Fort Smith region.